Before we begin learning new words, let's find out a few things about our amazing language. English is the universal language in the world. For example, the Congress in India holds many of its sessions in English. At least 600 million speak it as a second language. It's the language of international business. As an interesting digression, we have three types of vocabularies with respect to size. Our largest is our recognition. College graduates have probably about 60,000 words that they would recognize, words that we read and hear. Then comes our writing vocabulary, in which we have more time to think and plan what we're going to say. And finally, our speaking vocabulary is the smallest. However, this doesn't mean in speaking just to keep to simple words. We need our vocabulary to adequately express our ideas. Did you know that Shakespeare in the 17th century could draw on only 60,000 words? We now have over 1 million. Think how our vocabulary has expanded. But don't let this vast accumulation of words overwhelm you. Forgetting such words as this, if, and, but, and words that can be turned from a verb into a noun and adjectives, etc., the heart of the English language is about 10,000 words. The rest, many of which you recognize in reading or hearing, often are useful in a specialized sense, that is, in technical, descriptive, or limited in scope.
In this program, you'll be concentrating on increasing the power and precision of your general vocabulary. That is, the words that any curious person wants to know in order to read, write, and speak effectively. However, the techniques Peter Funk will teach you are also useful in developing a technical vocabulary for a specific field. For example, if you have recently joined the computer revolution, you know that there is a whole new vocabulary that goes along with the new technology. An important component of mastering the technology is mastering the vocabulary that describes it. If you can say with certainty that you know, for example, what a compiler is, it's a good bet you're on your way to computer expertise. In fact, one quick way to make an easy start in a technical area that's new to you is to study the glossary of a textbook on the subject first. Then, when you start reading the textbook, you'll already be familiar with the terminology it uses to explain new concepts. Let's continue and learn some important facts about the structure of words.
Knowing prefixes, roots, and suffixes of words is a great help when you come to learn new words and in figuring out the meanings of unfamiliar ones. Words resemble extension ladders. They have sections that can be taken apart and are interchangeable with other sections. When you pronounce a word with more than one syllable, it falls into different sections. For example, to exonerate, which means to free from blame. The word exonerate has three sections. The first is ex, ex, which is the prefix. Prefix means fixed at the beginning of a word. The middle section, honor, O-N-E-R, contains the root, or the central meaning of the word. And the last section, ate, A-T-E, is a suffix. In this case, ex is the Latin prefix meaning out. Owner comes from Latin also and means burden. Using these clues of out and burden, we know it has to do with getting rid of a burden. So we can see how it's come to mean to free from blame. The suffix tells you whether the word is a noun, an adjective, or verb, or singular or plural. Ate, A-T-E, the suffix in exonerate, happens to indicate the word is a verb. If we change the suffix to ion, making the word exoneration, this then indicates it is now a noun. You may be surprised to know that about 60% of our English words are based on Latin. Learn a few of the more common prefixes and roots, and you'll be on your way to mastering vocabulary.